have a myth since I was a kid.
Really?
I think it's something in my soul, or maybe it lasts a few lives or something else. So I'm always interested in mystical experience,
yeah,
and religion, culture, because I believe that's part of humanity. Even though, you know, we still have the religion and the science, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, the distinction between it. But I do believe the myth and the religion just always very deep part of humanity,
mm-hmm,
and influence us deeply.
There's an interesting point that you make, because we're all storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking beyond content creation, right?
Yes.
People in caves, for example, oral storytelling, campfires, how you do what you do, rituals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of when I grew up in Thailand, Bangkok, Thailand, my family is part Thai Chinese.
Okay.
And so we grew up in sort
but
of...
But you speak Chinese.
I understand a little bit.
For example,
苹果的朋友.
You know, 恭喜发财.
Yes.
That's big.
你好,你叫什么名字? Anyway, so we grew up in sort of the Thai Chinese population.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this really famous Thai street called, mm-hmm, Yawarad Road, where, mm-hmm, all of the original Chinese folks who migrated to Thailand,
what?
And now we're on third generation. But I grew up on that sort of,
okay,
sort of alley and bringing up, where the food is great.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always taught by my grandmother, my mother, the importance of familial ties. So it's not just blood family,
mm-hmm,
but when I go back to Thailand once a year, I always get the haircut from the same place.
Oh, wow.
The aunt. I always eat the same beef noodles from, uh-huh, the same place. Uncle. I always get my shoes or,
wow,
jackets done from the same place. The son of the aunt who no longer is here.
Mm.
Because my family has always had ties,
wow,
with them for 35 years now.
Wow.
So for me, I learned that sort of the importance of characters in,
wow,
our lives. And the myth for me behind it, right, is,
mm-hmm,
that we all come from the same place.
Right.
Right? We all come from the same place, and we all want to still go to the same place. A good future.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there are those people in our villages who are heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there are those sort of characters that warn you, you know, like if you do this,
mm-hmm,
then this shadow figure will come, etc.
Yeah.
But all of these mythologies,
mm-hmm,
I think from a sociological viewpoint,
yeah,
allows us to understand why we do something in the present,
right,
based on the past.
Exactly.
And
we have that memory.
Yes.
I believe,
yes,
the generation memory, the collective consciousness, you know.
Yeah.
It's there. Everybody's contributing to it.
Yes.
We don't see it, but you know, it's very powerful. It's there.
Yeah.
Have you read the book, The Petit Prince?
No, I haven't.
The Little Prince?
Yeah.
It's a fantastic book.
Really?
That's a book I use to learn French.
Ah!
Yes, I read French. That's where I learn French.
Wow.
It also has a lot of myth, you know, a lot of philosophy, life philosophy there.
Mm-hmm.
And it says something, the most important things are the things you can say with your eyes.
Hmm.
I feel the end of the story also very, very relevant to some Asian myth.
Really?
And philosophy too.
Okay.
Yeah, I can read it.
I think he becomes king and the dragon eats him, right?
Oh,
that's Le Petit Prince de. Whenever you're ready, I'll,
yeah,
follow your lead.
It's the man with the menu. Did you watch the movie?
Oh,
the menu?
Ralph Fiennes. Chef, I'd like a cheeseburger.
Yes.
Just a cheeseburger.
Now remember, if any risk, any dangerous situation, just,
yeah,
say, I want a cheeseburger.
And get out of there.
That's
pay
way
though.
Out.
Pay.
That's
too.
Way out.
That is the way
out. How is that $5 with you?
Yeah, I don't carry cash anymore.
Right. Yeah. Well, have you heard of Sanxin Dui?
No.
Okay, it's a archaeologic site.
Yes.
It has been, it was discovered many years ago. But every year they discover new things, artifacts from the site.
So it's pretty new then, because there's so much,
yeah,
more to be discovered.
It's recent.
And
it's
this
recent.
Is in where in China specifically?
In China, in southwest China.
Southwest China.
Right, it's not too far from where I was born.
Oh, whoa, wow, okay.
Yes. Well, there's a very long history in my region. I believe Chinese history can be traced back over 5,000 years ago. Because one dynasty just not appear overnight.
Mm-mm.
Before the dynasty appear there must be a lot of things going on already.
Yes, yes.
Before that.
Yes.
So there's a big work to do to,
mm-hmm,
discover all of this, the history.
And your creative work, sort of, how does that introduce us to this historical site? What's your take on this?
Yeah, so that's very interesting part. Like, for this project,
yeah,
I I'm not so ambitious to deliver the true story because we're still discovering what is truth under
it. Yes.
So what I do, I will just take the fact that they have all the, you know, they discovered this place.
Yes.
We're going to trace the history of the background of many things. That's going to change, actually, that's going to change a lot of things, you know, the data, the history, documentation.
Sure.
But what I do, you know, I'm not going to go that deep. That's not my work. But what I do is that I take this place, add my own imagination, add my own research into that.
Yes.
So for example, one thing I know, the site, it's supposed to be your sacrificing site.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So they sacrifice to the god.
Yeah.
And they use different, you know, rituals.
Yes.
So that's what I want to perform. I don't know how to, that's perfect way to do it right now for me, because I don't know how to describe it. So I'm going to use,
you're
going to
play through it.
I'm going to play through it.
Yeah. A sacrificial site, historically. Yeah.
Yes, religious.
And yes, a religious sacrificial site,
right.
And you're revisiting us through the form of film.
Right.
And do you think it's going to be sort of maybe a few chunks of history? Maybe you'll talk to us a little bit about it on the film, or it's just taking us there, imagination fully?
I think mostly it would just be the form with all the imagination. I probably will have a storytelling.
Yes.
A performance to tell the story.
Yes.
With music, you know, with rituals, with dance performance, and some costume. But I will not do too much, like the telling or writing, but mostly artistic expression.
Yes.
I may introduce a little bit in the beginning or end, but mostly it will just be the image, sound, movement, performance.
I see. Then so you allow the viewer to sort of enter in their own imaginations too.
Well,
that's pretty cool, isn't
and
it?
Also, yes, allow them to interpret what's this, what does it mean for them. At the same time, if that can get their attention and interest, they can go to visit, you know, those documents and this.
Where can I do that?
Themselves.
And when is this happening?
In March.
March? Do you know the date?
Mid of March.
Mid of March?
Yeah, mid of March.
And where can we learn more? Is there a website, or you'll link this wherever you post?
Yeah, I'm going to link that in my podcast.
Okay. Good, good, good. Well, I'd be excited to see it, actually. I'm curious to see how
you
take us through something that's still unfinished.
Thank you.
And
very
actually,
much.
Everything is unfinished.
I know, yes, everything's unfinished.
But you highlight it more. It's so, I suppose, especially for young researchers, junior researchers, it's very tempting.
Yes.
For us to sort of read to this point, we're like, okay, I'm done, I'm an expert now.
Yeah.
Or we're like, okay, I will define this thing. Whereas we know that the world is always revolving.
Yeah.
And to be a real researcher, there's a true humbleness.
Exactly.
In knowing that you're always on the path with the water. Right?
That's
knowledge,
true.
Right, is like water. You're always on the kayak.
Exactly.
You don't know where you're gonna go, but you have to stay on. If you say you're done, it's not that the river is done, you're just on the land.
Yes.
Right? It's a frame.
I love that, you know, that openness and the humbleness.
Yeah, you have
it's
to
not finished yet.
No.
Even though you read 100 books, even though you published 50 journals,
yes.
but you still feel it's unfinished.
Yes.
I'm still doing it, discover more for my audience, for people. It's not just for me, you know. If you do academic research just for you, then it's going to dry up very quickly.
Yes.
And you'll get bored. You'll get bored.
Yes.
Seriously.
You have to, there's always people.
Always people, you know.
There's
you feel I'm doing this, you just have to, sometimes I just imagine, I'm get really tired of reading, tired of writing. I just imagine, I'm delivering this to public. How I'm going to deliver this piece of work to public. And that just gave me, just adds so much fun, you know, and so much motivation. And just keep going, you know?
Yes.
And then how I'm going to play this?
Mm-hmm.
How I'm going to play this in the class?
Yeah.
How I'm going to tell this piece of work transfer into a storytelling, to engage with the students?
Yes.
And that just gave me so much motivation, excitement
to
do that.
And I think part of what you say in terms of naturally teaching, naturally understanding something with the students, is to mythologize the content.
Oh, I love
to
that.
Mythologize the theory, right? To tell a story about it.
Yes.
To sort of have the so what at the end.
Right.
Right? Because one phenomenon will have thousands of stories depending on who you ask. But when you mythologize it, people are able to see sort of what are the key lessons, who are the key figures, and people are allowed to engage with it.
Exactly.
Most of sociology is not so much about theory, but it's about seeing the everyday normal in a special way.
I love that.
And the myth allows that, right? The myth allows us to have that attachment to see why something's happening. It's super important, I think, as educators and researchers. Right. The myth is super crucial.
It's like open the door of the cosmos.
Yes.
Let them go explore. Yeah. You provide the way, provide the channel, provide the tools, and let them go explore.
And oxygen.
Oxygen, yes, provide oxygen.
Which is the time limit.
Yes.
The oxygen is the time. It's not, it's like us, we have a time limit in our PhD.
Yes.
People who are just exploring things have a time limit.
Mm-hmm.
If we have no time limit, then nothing matters. The time limit is there so that you know that when you're out there, it's, you have to make it worth it.
Right. We need to have that sense of urgency.
A little bit, yes.
A little bit. Yes. Not too much, you know, not make it like a very tight planning. You can just finish it in order to finish it, but there's no quality. But we, but at the same time we explore, we allow ourselves to explore, to create, but we need that sense of urgency. Because we don't last forever.
No.
We all have an expiration date.
Yes. Because I dragged two of your team, my expiration date is now longer.
Exactly.